first, the medical savior was China. Indonesia was the first country to approve Sinovac outside of China. China sent Indonesia its first Sinovac shipment in December 2020. In January, President Joko Widodo received the vaccine on live TV. It's a pattern repeated worldwide. China exported nearly 1 billion Sinovac doses to more than 100 countries. It's created Sinovac plants in 15 countries. Indonesia has bought 125 million doses. But then healthcare workers started getting sick and dying.
The cases made us feel overwhelmed.
Dr. Vera Irawani is an ICU doctor in Jakarta. She's seen firsthand Indonesia's strained healthcare system. Between January and June, more than 350 healthcare workers caught COVID. Dozens died. The majority of them had received Sinovac.
Many patients came to us with critical conditions, even though they've been vaccinated. We were surprised because even though these people were vaccinated, the results were still bad.
A University of Hong Kong study published last July found the Pfizer vaccine produced 10 times the level of antibodies as Sinovac. Another study shows Sinovac's efficacy rate is only 50%.
I'm happy to announce that the Sinovac CoronaVac vaccine has been given WHO emergency use listing.
But even though China never released efficacy data, in April, the World Health Organization approved emergency use for Sinovac in vaccine distribution program known as COVAX.
I would say that at this point, putting forward donating or contributing Sinovac to COVAX is no longer supported by the scientific evidence.